This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Over the weekend, Georgia Democrats elected a new chairman to replace the departed Mike Burlon. Former House Speaker Pro Tem DuBose Porter, who also ran for governor, is the new chair of the state Democratic Party. He joins us now from Dublin. Mr. Porter, welcome. Good to have you.
Dennis, good to be with you.
We talked to Mr. Burlon a couple of years ago when he was elected, and he said, well, we've hit bottom. We're going to rebuild the infrastructure. 2 years later, it seems as if, at least financially, the party has found a new bottom and is still trying to sort itself out. What can you do that would be different?
Well, you know, we have this tremendous opportunity this year in the U.S. Senate race and a lot of other races, but that's going to be the big one this year. And the way the state has moved, the extremism of the other side, the lack of the ability to set a clear vision for Georgia by those who are currently running the state, finally gives us a chance to talk about Democrats, who we are, who we are, and why we can offer something better.
There are a number of questions that come from that. One is, you mentioned the Senate race. I notice you did not mention the governor's race. Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed, one of the state's leading Democrats, has worked very closely with Governor Deal on a number of things, including the port project, which affects the entire state. Are you saying that the state Democrats are going to focus on the Senate race and maybe put up a candidate in the governor's race but not work that hard on it?
No, not at all. We're going to focus on the Senate race. We're going to focus on all the races. You know, they have a relationship because of the port, and that's great. But look at what this administration's done in job training, in the Hope to this to the Hope grant. Look at health care. You're going to have a lot of people who qualify for Medicaid, and we're not going to have the federal money to pay for it. With the environment, they're dumping formaldehyde in the Ogeechee River, and this administration does little to nothing about it. It's like furloughing teachers has become the norm with the crowd there now. So I think there are very defining differences that a party is probably the best place to help develop, and we'll certainly be doing that. We're just excited we have a candidate now the caliber of Michelle Nunn.
You did not mention the other two candidates, the other two Democrats who are running so far, and yet Michelle Nunn was the one who didn't show up this weekend for the party meeting.
Well, Michelle is trying to get her fundraising stuff done first. I'm not discounting the others. There's a place for everybody in this party. I had worked with Nunn, an intern, back in the 70s, and I'd encouraged Michelle to run early in this race. So, you know, this has happened. If others get in a race, that's their right to do it. That's fine. But that's going to be the top of the ticket, and it's an important one for us. And I think all the races down ticket will also be important on getting that vote out. So we're not discounting any race. Let me make that clear.
In her early statements, one of the things she has emphasized is her what she hopes will be her ability to work across party lines. She's talked about things that incumbent Senator Saxby Chambliss has done that she would continue. Are you afraid that she's trying to identify herself as a consensus builder first rather than as a Democrat?
No, I think she's very clear that she's a consensus builder and a Democrat, just like Sam was.
Is the party, though, in danger of being seen as anointing her over Dr. Rad and Steen Miles?
Well, you know, now that I'm chairman, you know, I'll have to look at that in maybe a different light. But there's no question that this is the race that's going to be the highest profile, and we'll have to work that out, something out with other candidates on this, or if they have the ability to run, and perhaps we'll have to see how that develops. But we're early in this game on that, and we'll have time to work on some other strategies, I think.
On the governor's race, do you have any potential candidates who could run against presumably Governor Deal, but whoever comes out of that Republican primary?
Well, we've had one person announce already. I think the vulnerability of Deal is certainly set by two other Republicans who are running against him, one on ethics issues, one on education, that we certainly think are valid. So, no, I think you're going to see a lot more develop on that.
You have some fairly high-profile names like Stacey Abrams and Kasim Reed and Jason Carter, just to name a few, and some others as well. But they seem to be interested, at least in this point, in staying in the jobs they have. You need candidates with statewide appeal to take on some of these races like governor and school superintendent. Where do you find them?
Well, throughout our state. I mean, we have a lot of people at the local level, some in city and county government, some who are engaged in the state. I mean, we've got a pretty good farm team, and we're going to build one even stronger this next year.
What's the first step to doing that?
Getting our party back organized. And that's what I was given the charge to do on Saturday, and what I've told our Democratic State Committee, we're going to do this together. People are hungry to get this right, and that's my job to bring it together and make it work.
Are Democrats at this point in Georgia clear on what the fundamentals are of that message, though?
Oh, I think absolutely, yes. You know, the things that you know, education, if you're interested in education in Georgia, and public education, you should be a Democrat. If you're interested in a clean environment, alternative energy, you should be a Democrat. If you're interested in mass transit and do something about gridlock in traffic, you probably are a Democrat. If you're interested in health care and how to make a healthier Georgia, these are issues that are priorities for Democrats. If you're interested in job training and getting people trained to do better jobs, that's something that you're probably a Democrat. So in the past, we've had Republicans define us on wedge issues, and I think this gives us the opportunity to define us for who we are.
In the process, though, particularly on health care, then the question comes up, are you tying the state party to the initiatives of President Obama, who is not popular with voters statewide? Certainly he is among Georgia Democrats, but you need more than that. So do you tie yourself to the president?
Well, I think we tie ourselves that we do think that pre-existing conditions in health care should be covered. We do believe that parents should be able to keep their children on their insurance policies till they're 26. We do believe that you should have some other access to health care other than an emergency room. That's the real story behind the Affordable Health Care Act. And I think those are important issues to Georgians, especially families in Georgia. And everybody wants to make it a political issue of the president, but what he's done in providing health care broader for a lot more people is certainly something we need and that people care about.
Does that mean, though, that you say, okay, we are going to take the president's message out there and respond to people in terms of saying, okay, this is something that we support in supporting the president, who is obviously the head of the national party?
Republicans have put out a lot of misinformation on what is referred to as Obamacare, and that's wrong. And to repeal Obamacare is wrong. It would repeal pre-existing conditions. It would repeal being able to keep your children on your health plan until they're 26, when they would otherwise have no health care. It would do away with the alternative that most people are facing right now of, if they're really sick, the only choice is either no care or an emergency room. And we know that that's wrong, and we want to get above the noise of all the misinformation about the health care plan. And when you get the right information or the true information, I think people will see that they really agree to it and see the need for it.
But you see where I'm going, don't you, is in that in order to keep the base enthusiastic, a base which enthusiastically supports the president, you have to somehow keep them going and, on the other hand, appeal to voters who might respond to the message but don't want to respond to a tie to the president, who isn't popular in statewide.
Well, what our job is to help get out the correct information. When you get the truth out there, people do agree with it. It's not just the base. People know that our health care system has been in a way that does not meet the needs of most people. They cannot afford even the insurance premiums on it now. And that they're broadening the base of that to allow it to be affordable is something America needs, something more particularly Georgians need. And if we can help explain the truth on the benefits of this, that'll be one of our jobs, responsibility, obligations, and we're glad to do it. That's something we do believe in. And I think we'll find that more people believe in it than they, when they find out what it's really about, than they thought they did.
In order to get that message out, though, you're going to need money. And as of this weekend, you had a little over $152,000, which is more than you had before, but still not enough to help you define yourselves in the face of what is going to be a very well-funded election year effort by the Republicans to define you first.
Well, we've got a plan in place that we're beginning right now to help meet the needs of what we're going to have to do to operate the party and get our message out. And, you know, what happened with our former chairman was unfortunate, but we're going to fix that, and we're going to find a way to fund it. We're going to not just go back to the big donors. We're going to go to our grassroots. That's been our strength in the past, and that'll be our strength now, and that'll be our strength in the future.
Is the grassroots, though, there the way it used to be, or do you have to build it first?
It's in better shape. I mean, our county parties are in better shape than they've been in a long time. We have a strong network. We have a lot of people who are ready to help. I think this will be something that it'll be a big challenge, but I think it's something that's doable, and it's one of the first things that I've got to get done as chairman.
This has been the fundamental question for a lot of Democratic recruitment and fundraising efforts in the last decade or so. A predominantly African-American base, and yet you're trying also to appeal to use the old phrase, the Reagan Democrats, the white suburban and rural voters. Are you going to be able to do both in the process of building up the grassroots?
Well, absolutely, and I've never considered myself a Reagan Democrat. I've always considered myself as a white rural guy, Democrat in Georgia. And I think there are a lot of us out here. We still care about the issues that should make this state great that we're not facing. And I think there's some great opportunity because there are a lot of folks, white and black, rural and urban, old and young, who are ready to help the Democratic Party because they believe in what it stands for.
Where do you see that, though? I mean, where do you see the enthusiasm starting to build?
Well, anywhere I've been in the last month and a half in running for this. People are excited about the opportunity in 2014. As I've traveled in Augusta and Statesboro and Warner Robins, there's a lot of interest in knowing that what's happening now is not working and how we can offer a better alternative. That's the excitement I hear throughout the state.
So then what is the message you're going to be hitting first?
That there is a place for the Democratic Party in Georgia. It has done well in the past. Georgia did better in the past under Democrats, especially in the areas of education, transportation, health care, the environment, and job training. Those are our issues. Those will be our priorities. We'll define ourselves better. And that's what I look forward to do as chairman and spokesperson for the party.
And the Republicans could come back, as they probably will, and say, we're creating jobs in the state. We're working on the Port of Savannah, for instance, which will mean even more jobs in the state, that when it comes to economic growth, the GOP is your safer bet.
Oh, well, it's just not true. They've cut the Hope grant that cut our technical colleges in a way that prevented job training. They've cut education to a point that we're dropping back. They've tried to redefine the dropout rate to show what's not really happening. They concede on the environment in areas that are almost unbelievable. I think the more we get information out, and that'll be my job, the better we will do, because we'll be able to define the deficiencies of what's happened here and the opportunities that we can present.
DuBose Porter is the new state chair of the Democratic Party. Mr. Porter, thanks so much for giving us this time. We appreciate it.
See you soon.